Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hi, everyone!
You know, I just noticed our positioning. Why does it keep happening? You know, look at this.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, because I wanted to show off my only
left true. Okay, so
I moved my camera around. I should probably move this around, too, because it looks a little crooked. And then, sorry about the chaos. This is just my stack of Oracle cards. Please ignore that.
But now,
hi, everybody.
Move the camera back up. So we're, I mean, this looks really weird. It's just like,
I'll just stick my chest up like that. Whatever. No biggie. Okay. So I'm going to say hi to Judy and to Chris and to Linda and to Margaret. You guys are filling in. We love it.
And welcome, welcome.
Usually we feel like we're kind of alone during this part of the show. Why everybody's coming in. But obviously we are not. Dang it.
Dang it. That's when we go, okay, can't talk now.
Right. You're going to sound clip that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys. So glad to have you here with us. If you are watching on YouTube, this is not live. And so, but you guys have been putting some of the best comments on these shows on my YouTube page. So I appreciate it. I am reading them and I usually share them with Julia whenever I can. So please do comment there as well. Oh, yeah. We've got Douglas from Brazil. Who else wants? And then we got Australia in here twice in Idaho. So, okay. And Margaret, I can't remember where you're from, and I know you told me. So we're getting some around the world stuff going on.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I had a client today that was, it was very fun because he was so excited about your mom and just every video, every show. And so if you're watching tonight and you know who you are, hello. It was a great session today and it was a lot of fun to reminisce about your mom and about the books and all that good stuff. So just a good time.
Yeah.
Bringing her energy in and you know, her energy. Oh, that was one thing that I did want to say.
Okay.
Because one of the things that he was saying was, well, I never call on Dolores because I know that she's trying to help a lot of people right now. And so I don't want to take her away from that. Yeah. Just so you guys know, that is impossible.
Can't absolutely take her away impossible. From anything.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah.
They are in spirit. We are not limited by time and space and all those other things. She can be with everybody at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Santa Claus.
Oh my God. She is like Santa.
Yeah, is it? Be everywhere. You can help everyone.
That's right. So it was fun. I got to spend time with energy with your mom today. You could just feel it as we were talking about her. You can just feel her all around us. It was so exciting. And
nice. She's been coming up a lot lately. Because when you said that, no, I'm... It's like she's been really close. So I don't know if it's been other. I know a lot of people have been saying such beautiful things about her and stuff recently. But it's like, and I don't remember having a dream, but that's the feeling. It's like I've been that close to her.
Yeah.
It's like something that her energy is really close. So that's interesting.
Interesting.
Usually I remember the dreams that I have about her.
Oh.
But maybe this one.
Maybe this was more like a visit type. Like
maybe. I mean, because when you said that, all of a sudden I just felt something like it was very recent, something happened. And anyway, I don't, that's so cool. Yeah. And thank you. I mean, yeah, that's nice. but that's where we are. I mean, that's what happens when you go to the other side. And it's just, you know, she was on her path and she was doing so much before she left. And so but everybody does this. This is what it's like, you know, they can all do it. She's just, there's so many people working with her. It's probably more noticeable that she's doing it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, we get to watch the videos, we hear her voice,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't pick up a Convoluted Universe or any of your mom's books without hearing her voice in your head when you're reading them. And then somebody was telling me the other day they were listening to her on the audiobooks, and that it was like it just took them right in, and they just felt like they were right there with her. I have to do something because for some reason I am seeing everybody's chats, but I'm not seeing you and I. It was the banner. So okay. Now I have the banner. I can see what's happening over here. I was like, it's still just the banner. It's not us. So I refreshed. Hopefully I got everybody out here. We got Tracy Harper. Good. It just bounced. Good morning from Brisbane. Am I saying that right?
Brisbane.
Australia. Yes, Brisbane. Australia. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So, and Judy saying, yes, your mom's voice is in her head. So it definitely, it does, you know, and it is, her voice was meant to activate us. It was meant to put us into these ascension processes. So my thought today, because, you know, we didn't really pre-think the show.
No, we are guided and we just follow our guidance and we just go with it. And
my guidance says, let's talk to people about activating their ascension process.
Okay.
Let's get into this a little bit, because I know that some of what you guys like to hear, and tell me if I'm wrong, if you want us to go in a different direction, we could always talk about my dog.
I have a question before you, but maybe this is part of what you're going to say.
Maybe.
And I asked this question on the show this morning. I have no idea what the answer was because I don't ever see that part of it. It's like you see the chat. I don't. Kaya sees the chat on the morning show. I don't. So I don't know. But the question was, is anybody having issues with their vision, like blurred vision?
As I was over here going like this, because I feel like this eye is being blurred out. I would have to say, yeah, that's definitely something. I just went and got my eyes rechecked recently too, and getting and the prescription didn't change. So that's something to think about too.
I just wonder, because this has been going on for about at least 2 weeks, possibly a little longer, but at least 2 weeks, where it's, you know, the computer, I mean, I'm used to some element of blurriness. I mean, that's kind of my norm, but it's like, this is 2 to 3 times more. And then now it's, again, I read every morning and that's blurry. So it's like, it's interesting to try and read blurred things, you know, and stuff. Yeah. So, and where I normally see very clearly, like out on the road, well, not completely clearly, because you don't like how I see things at on the road. But my level of normal, you know, what I'm used to, and it's like, that's not there. It's with that as well as with reading. And so it's not like it's, you know, it's just, and all of a sudden, well, and I mentioned it to Jenny and she's like, my eyes are doing the same thing. And it's like the same time period it started. I said something to Kaya. Kaya has perfect vision. His eyes are blurry too. So it's like, what? Okay. Now it's like, okay, there's something, you know, maybe there's something else going on that I hadn't thought of. So.
Oh, that'll be interesting to see. Okay. So the vision glitches occasionally, but am now able to read small print without glasses. That's from Judy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll pass that along, please. Okay.
Well, it could be that it's doing something, like it's an adjusting or something. Because it's like, this is not normal what it's doing for me.
Well, and we're going through this, you know, we talked about this. Everybody's like, when's the big event? We're in the big event.
Yeah. And that's what I was wondering, if anybody else is seeing that. And if that's what you are noticing, as, because we know the heart issues, heart palpitations, things like that. That's some aches and pains. I hope I'm not jumping ahead of what you were going to talk about.
I only had it all written out in a nice form.
Okay. I'm just thinking of the symptoms, and I don't remember it probably was, vision was on there. It's just, I've never experienced it before, but it makes sense.
Oh, it is on there. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Blurred vision. Definitely that's on there. Okay. So let's read some more. We got eyes. Yes. Particularly when I play hand pen for vibrational healing. That's from Linda in Australia.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Corey, who is in Southern Cal. Okay. John says, I have had problems with my eyes and my mom warned me about it. John. Okay. Moving on.
Not something you can say out loud, huh?
Well, I just did say it out loud.
Well, no, I didn't hear the last of it. I didn't.
My mom warned me about, he said, I do have eye problems, and my mom warned me about that.
Got it.
There you go. See, now we're on the same page. Okay. John?
John.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, there's a few on here that are mentioning their eyes for sure. And so that's very interesting. Yeah, so there are a lot of symptoms of the shift, and people are experiencing a lot of things right now. The heart one is a big one that's been going on.
Yeah, I
think a lot of people,
that one's been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, but it that one makes sense, because you know, if we're sensitive to the new waves of energy coming in, that's going to affect us.
Well, okay, but this is where, because that's the heart chakra opening. Okay, but now that just hit me, the eyes could have to do with the third eye, had to do with the vision opening.
Yeah.
So that chakra, maybe.
Right. I think you're right, because we're going through all this shift. There were things that we didn't want to see. Mm-hmm. Now we're going through some of the muckier stuff, and maybe we really don't want to see it, but then it's going to all clear up and we're going to be able to see things perfectly. So, yeah. So I'm just holding out with you that this is going to turn into 2020 vision at the end.
Agreed. I'm going to use Judy as my example. She's going to be my it goes through this and it goes clear, because that makes sense, because I'm looking at, okay, well, I know but in soul speak, it's like stuff like that would be, what is it I'm not wanting to see, or what is it I'm not seeing clearly?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. I, you know, help me to know.
It's like, you know, I'm finally looking up. What is it that I don't want to see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so, and then that's where it's like, okay, maybe then it was became, because I've started with that, because that's what I start with all the time, is I'm trying to look deeper into it. And then when I hear other people are doing the same thing, I'm like, okay, no, this is something else.
This is, yeah, we're going through a shift, and we're going through a lot of shifting, and it's really kind of exciting to see what's coming up for people as far as, you know, those types of things. I had a session with a gal that, it was kind of a surprise. It was kind of a fun surprise. I've never heard this before. She helped set up the stargates.
Oh
yeah.
Very cool.
Right. So yeah. It's like, okay. So we're getting into these really cool, cool things. You know, someone that's incarnated here on the planet that was part of the Stargate system of, you know, teleporting and moving through these different dimensions.
You know, so, we just think they're sci-fi guys.
I know. It's like, ooh, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people that are showing up that are part of, there are so many people all around the world that are bringing energy in, and they're on the way that I was seeing it, my head was like, the earth has all these grids, right? Just like we have our meridians and we have our pressure points and we go to the acupuncturist and we're a pincushion, right? Well, we got people being placed on all of these meridians in these pressure points, and they are just pulling energy in and putting it into those pressure points. And a lot of sessions like that, where people are moving part of the system of bringing information in. And I had one yesterday where he had this little lump on his side.
Uh-huh.
He was asking about the lump, and the lump was an implant of some sort that they were monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
And he was their subject, that they could make sure that they weren't bringing in too much, too intense of energy or whatever. So, so this was a monitoring system so that they could gauge whether or not they're sending too much, or they can send more, or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To the earth. And it was fun, because that person was like, wow, that makes more sense than other things that I thought it could have been. It's like, only in our reality, right? We have this beautiful, unique reality where we're looking outside of the box of other possibilities. And he had gone to the doctor. The doctor said, I don't know. It doesn't look like it's anything. So we'll just watch it, you know, and hair, that's what comes out.
But it makes so much sense, because I have seen etherically in people, you know, and they're having some nervous system issues. And that's what they have shown me, is that they were here to bring in energy. And mm-hmm. normally our energy comes in like this, and their energy was coming in like this.
You know? They're like these giant funnels. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like on Star Trek. I'm not Star Trek. Yeah. Star Trek. You know, when they beam them up, it's like that whole energy beam would be around them.
Yeah, the tube.
That's what it would look like. And what it was telling me was they knew they were coming in to bring in energy, you know, to be that channel for it. And they were just like, just give it all to me. You know, this is what I'm here for. But not understanding how the human body works with it. And it was too much. And that's what was causing the nervous system issues. And so it was a matter of just turning it down and then allowing it to gradually come back up as they adapt to it, if they wanted to. Well, see, then this sounds like a monitoring. So maybe, because this was quite a while back. And so maybe it's adapted into this.
Was younger. Yeah, he was a younger guy. So yeah, they probably did. They brought him in and said, okay, well, we're going to put a device on you so we don't flood your nervous
system. Yeah, we don't, exactly. We don't blow you out, your circuits out. I mean, that's happening a lot down there. So we got to monitor this.
Yes. And there's such a beautiful collective right now. Some of them are in our chat room. I'm not going to call out names, but I know that they've also been assigned things like this. But you know, they're going in, they're working with the crystals of the earth and bringing through that, the beautiful healing that's going on, because the earth is purging all the old energy. It has to, all the old energy's got to go so we can level up. Right.
Right.
So they're in here helping with that. But what that's doing is it's raising the vibration enough for these new kids to come in. So have we noticed all the prodigies? Have we noticed all of these kids that are so incredibly psychic and openly psychic? And here now the energy can hold and sustain them so that they can be here to help us keep leveling that energy up. So I always think it's so exciting when we get to see these new kids that are coming in that are just brilliant little minds. It's like, ooh, we must be doing something right, because they keep sending more. So
on the right track. Gosh, I'm getting so many visuals as you talk. It's so funny. I had one for the purging. I had another one for the vibration with the kids. And it was like showing me what it was like, because there's always, ones that come in ahead of the main group. There's always like maybe the scouts. I don't know what do you want to call it. It's like some that come out ahead and are feeling it out and everything like that. And it was like showing me what it was like for them ahead of these others. So we'll go back to the purging, because this is really, it's, you know, they're showing it. Okay. And they were like, so something that's, and I was waiting to see where your conversation went, where your statement went, to see if it was relevant or not.
Okay.
Okay, it's not, but because you didn't go on and talk about it, but it's still there. So it feels like I need to say something. So, somebody needs this. This is good. All right. Okay. So when you're talking about the earth, you know, all this energy is coming in to purge the earth of all the stuff. Okay.
Right.
They were showing me, it's like, okay, look at like ourselves when we do a purging, when we do a detox, is when we do anything, that's what it's doing. It's getting rid of those things. Right. And how does it look for a while? How does it feel for a while?
We don't look too healthy, do we?
Right. Yeah. It's kind of, you feel kind of sick actually.
Yep.
That's, you know, you have like flu-like symptoms when you're going through the initial part of a detox. And that's sometimes you will do a full purging, you know, you'll do it, you know, which is not pretty at all.
Thanks for that visual.
Well, these are the visuals I get, you know. It's like, anyway, so like that's, so it's important to know where, so we are going through stuff, but also the earth and they're really more than the earth. It's showing me it's like systems. So that's interesting. It's like all the things that work with the earth. It's like all of this that's on it. So all the beings.
Yeah. I have something, examples of what they showed me or what came through in sessions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use the twins as an example. So one of my clients has twin girls. And one of the girls is always like got some ailment going on, something that she's working through. And the other one seems to always have, you know, sunshine and rainbows, right? So in the session, what came out was the one twin is purging the toxic energies of the earth. Let's just say it that way. Toxic energies of the earth. And the other one is bringing in the new energy to plug into that space, right? So we got one purging and the other one bringing it in. So she asked, can the one that's purging the energy, can we break that contract? Because she does, nobody wants to see their child suffering like that or going through all of these things. And it was interesting. The daughter's higher self came in and said, I made an unbreakable contract.
Yeah, that was her agreement.
Yeah, she said, no. She said, I knew I wasn't going to like it and I knew I was going to want to break it. And so I made an unbreakable contract.
But see how good that information is. And that's why when you do surrogate, that's called a surrogate when you're asking about someone else. Yeah. And usually about children, that's what we want to do. Can we fix it for them? Can we heal them? Can we do this? Whatever. And they're like, they chose this. And that's exactly it. Like, no, this is why I'm here.
Yeah. This is exactly what I came to do. Mm-hmm. So, but it did turn out that, so I asked more questions. It did turn out that she could purge it differently so that it wouldn't affect her body as deep. Because just like we talked about before, when they were bringing in too much energy and it was frying the circuits, she was probably doing the same thing. Let's just purge like crazy and get rid of this.
Exactly.
And what was happening, so they turned that down a little bit. She didn't have to purge it as hard or fast or whatever, so that she could hold and sustain enough light to keep her body healthy.
Good.
And so that's what they were going to work on doing with her. So very interesting. You just got to know the questions to ask and hope that you're asking them to get the most relief for the person. But she made an unbreakable contract, and she knew she would want to break it, but she also knew life. We think these lives are so long and it's like, oh my gosh, to endure this. And then I know when we get to that end, we're going to be like, man, that happened fast. And they do. Our lives are fast. And in that other state, her higher self knows.
Yeah, from that point of view, we see that it's all simultaneous. And it's like, there isn't a this, it's just a this. You know, it's like going down all these layers of space-time events rather than this long life of whatever. You know, it's we have all these events happening. And I mean, I was yesterday. Okay. This is a little bit this. So I don't know if it's on the same line or not. I mean, it popped in, but for some reason yesterday, I think maybe it was when I was waking up or something. It was in that state, you know, where you can, it doesn't matter where I was and whatever, anything like that. But do you do that? It's like, I need to know exactly where I was and what I was doing and blah, 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 blah.
What day was it?
It's not relevant. But that's that space time thing. See, we want to know. Okay, that helps. I guess that puts us back in that place. I don't know. Anyway, doesn't matter. What I found myself doing was going back through my life. Like, I mean, I must have been at 40 years ago or more, and trying to remember the sequence of events. And how I was like, how did I get to this place? What happened when I did? Now, which was this before this? And it was so weird because I had a hard time remembering a lot of them. And I was like, those were pretty big deals, you know, at the time. They were big life events, you know? And I'm like, how did I get here from here? And then I was trying to place going back through there. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So see, we don't remember things like that in sequences.
Right.
We remember them as an event, period.
Makes sense, period. Drop the mic.
Yeah. What that had to do with anything else, I don't know. It just popped in. So.
Okay, so that was our detoxing. Was there anything else about Earth detoxing?
That was the purging.
Purging.
That was just the visual. They were just like, it purges, everything purges. You know, we all purge the same way. So it's like, we're all going to do it. You know? So if we're purging, I mean, if you say the earth is purging, what I'm feeling more than that being the earth, which is what I was just saying, it feels more like life, like, or like systems. That's interesting. I don't know exactly what that means, but it's like, it's more, it's not pointing to the earth for me. It's pointing to, yeah, they keep saying systems. Anybody wants to give clarity to that?
Tell me more. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see what we do have over here. Okay. So farsightedness increased 150%. That's Douglas. That's pretty cool. Okay. Work that magic. And we've got Morgan in here saying that her higher self told her she couldn't break the contract with sensitive skin because it's helping bring back organic healing. Oh, interesting. Okay. And
yeah, see, there will always be a good reason. If they say they can't do it, there's a good reason.
Yeah. Yeah. You agreed to do this work. Okay. And Linda's saying we're adjusting to C5D, which has always been around us. Yes. Yes,
that,
yes, yes.
See, that makes sense.
You guys are so smart.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, now, and I got another memory coming in. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. When these pop in, though, then it's like they might
spill the beans. Spill the beans.
Okay, you remember back, I don't know if they still have them or not. They had those images. They're like, they'd be the designs and you'd have to blur your vision to see.
Yes, the magic eye little books where you could see the picture if you blurred your eyes.
Yeah, see, I never could see them. I could never. The ones that you had to look within it, you know, you had to look. Yeah, there's some that like in children's things, those are a little bit different. But the ones that they have big pictures and there were designs and then you would, it's like you look into them and you'd see a picture or something. Mm-hmm. I could never see it. And I was told that was because I didn't have depth vision. Okay. It's like, I don't have depth. I don't know that because I have adapted to it. If I don't, I see everything the way I see. See, I don't know how you see things. I don't know how anybody else sees things. I just know how I see things anyway. So, but they told me, so like, but they always said you have to blur your vision to see it.
Mm-hmm.
What, and if this is like, see, when you said 5D, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like we have to, that's that deeper level. It's something, it's another thing. It's that other level, that other layer that we've got to see through. And maybe it's that same kind of an idea. It's shifting the vision to be able to see through it.
Yeah, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying about the blurred vision, if I'm looking at energy, or like an aura around somebody,
mm-hmm.
So I wear glasses. I'm not sure. I don't wear them for the shows,
right?
But mm-hmm. This is normal me. But when I'm sitting close to the screen like this, I don't need them. So I take them off. But when I'm doing sessions and I'm sitting my social distancing 6 feet apart, I take those suckers off and everything blurs, right? It gets a little blurry for me, a little fuzzy. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden it's like, wow. So sometimes I'll just do it while they're talking about something that they get really passionate about. And I'll just kind of take my glasses off or flip them up because I can watch their auras go, ooh, or ooh, ooh. And I was watching one of my clients one time. She was talking about this stuff that she just absolutely was so excited about. And here's the aura and it keeps going like this and it's getting bigger and bigger. And then she went into some abuse that happened to her and it went, phew. I mean, that quick, it was gone. It sucked in. And I was like, I just saw that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, wow, when our eyes start getting accustomed to seeing this stuff, that's going to be so amazing for us to be able to read each other on these levels, to interact with people, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what they say that, you know, telepathically we'll be able to talk to each other. But even just seeing the auric reaction, the colors, we're going to know so much more about how each other are feeling or, right. you know, any of that. And it, to me, that's beautiful. I know some people might think that's a violation of their privacy. I don't know. But I think that communication, you know, when we have nothing to fear, we're not going to be worrying about
it. Their frequency is just out there. It's no different than wearing a name badge.
Right.
You know, so yeah, that's just what came in. And it's like, because I was thinking, well, it's not like you're prying. I mean, it's one thing if you're able to read minds and you go pry into somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's violation, you know, when you're going into that. But if a frequency is just out there. We always have our frequency out there. So if you picking it up, that means the other person's putting it out. So it's not like you had to go pry and invade on them to get it.
No. And I always ask permission to be in their energy, because I know that happens with me. So I just let them know when someone comes in for a session, I'll say, you know, sometimes I'll get little intuitive hits why I'm talking to you, or I'm very empathic. Is that going to be okay with you? Or are you comfortable with that? Oh yeah. So, and if they do say no, then I do my best.
Okay. I turn it off.
I actually am one of those people that is very fortunate that I kind of can do that. I can turn it on.
But well, actually, everybody can. They just have to figure out how.
You have to know how. Yeah. And
go find your switch. It's there.
There, shut it off. Yeah. Oh, Judy's saying nobody will get away with lying. So true. Mm-hmm. Okay, so quantum field string theory has proven there are at least 11 dimensions around us all the time. Ah, I had a client that just saw a whole family from another dimension. And she was like, who are those people in our yard? And then they were looking back at her. I said, yeah, they were probably going, who's that person in our house?
Yeah.
You guys were sharing a dimension that it like, and I think if I remember right, and I might be wrong with this, but I think what came out with that, because that ended up being one of her questions, was that they wanted to show her ability to work with other dimensions, other realities. And so they allowed for that moment to happen so that she could see
that is real,
that was real out of another dimension.
Yeah. And if she's supposed to work, I mean, if she to work with it, you was she able to interact with it? I mean, I see that she saw them, but
it was very brief. It sounded like it was a very brief moment. She saw them. They were standing outside by a tree, and it sounded like there was four of them. Mm-hmm. And she's like, who's that family out by our tree? And she was inside. Uh-huh. And she said they were looking back at her with the same confused look on their face. She thought they were ghosts. And I was like, no, they're probably not. And I thought, that's interesting, because being I've done house clearings and stuff before, it's like, usually the ghosts are in the house. So they're not out by the tree. But anyways, so we asked the question. And I found that answer to be so awesome. Mm-hmm. So it's such a neat answer, not your typical ghosty answer, but.
No, exactly. But even ghosts are another dimension.
So true. So true.
So actually, yes.
Yes, they were. And so was she. She was a ghost to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true. I love it. Okay. So I'm going to make sure I didn't skip something that needs to be shouted out here. You guys are so on top of it today in the chat room. Okay. Terry, I'm sorry. I don't remember what we were talking about when you're asking about the systems being government, education, etc.
Because I kept saying systems. I kept hearing purging. They kept saying systems.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody have any?
You were asking for their insight. Oh,
yeah.
I needed to say
it. So what she's saying there?
Two of them. Helen's saying it's the government systems, the education systems, medical systems, all of that. Yeah.
It could be. I mean, I don't doubt it a bit. They just kept saying systems. And so if you're getting that, that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. You guys are doing so good that I can't keep up today. So keep it up. I like it. Keep chatting. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, ghosts live in in three dimensions of time and one dimension of space. I didn't know that. We live in three spatial dimensions and only the present. Okay. There we have it. Yeah. So anyways, all of these expansive things that are going on right now on our planet. And so I just want to make this an exciting show, because so many people are getting caught up in some of the illusions of what's going on. That I just wanted to get a new perspective on it. That, hey, the earth is purging. It's got to kind of look a little chaotic, right? Mm-hmm. And
exactly. It's going to look a little chaotic. It's going to look a little messy. It's going to look,
So
it's going to look a little flu-like.
And how do you get out of that? I'm going to tell you how I get out of it. I turn off the TV. I don't look at the news. I'm not paying attention to all those chaotic things that are going on.
Yeah.
And for a while, when I first started doing that years ago, it was kind of like, because you know, back when I first had you on my podcast way back, yeah. I was having conspiracy theorists on. I was having all kinds of fun with going down those rabbit holes, you know, and then it was like, shut it off. Don't watch that anymore. And it really does change your reality. Mm-hmm. The more I was looking into that stuff, the more I was finding, and then the more I was finding, the more tumultuous this world is. And it was like, oh, everything.
And so I bet your life, you were finding things were happening within your life that were
a little chaotic and heavy, and
exactly,
and I was experiencing the poverty and all the other things and all of that that I was looking at, and they're trying to hold us down. So
exactly,
turn it all off, my life changed. And I can literally tell you that I live in Oregon. I met up with somebody else that lived not far from me, maybe 20-30 minutes away, and there, if you were to ask them, what is it like to live in Oregon? They would probably describe a war zone. You ask me what it's like to live in Oregon, I'll be like, oh, the hummingbird was in the tree yesterday.
Yeah.
And the sun came out for a while. And the neighbors were, I met up with some neighbors at the mailbox, that, you know, and those are my stories. Yeah. But it really does change where you put your energy, changes it. And you tell us that all the time. Not in my reality. So
not in my world.
You guys create what you want. Put your energy where you want it, and it comes up. I can't even tell you, probably every single session is what I should say. You are creating your reality. What do you want to put your energy on?
Exactly. And it's okay. It really is. At first it might feel odd to disconnect yourself from those, I mean, but you can turn them off. You can not open the things and just, you know, don't even go there. I mean, just don't turn it on that channel. I just record channels of that I like, of shows that I like to watch, you know, that are.
Is this the Hallmark channel by, no.
The Hallmark and the
Christmas movie.
Yeah. All those wonderful, good feeling movies. And then the others are the do it yourself ones. I mean, the home improvement.
Yes. Shows. I get stuck. I watch that stuff on YouTube and it's like here, this guy out in the Amazon or something, and he's got like this pick shovel and he starts chipping away at the dirt. And I'm like, what's he going to do? 20 minutes later, I find out he built a pool, a swimming pool, and he used bamboo to pipe the water in from a little nearby.
Cool.
And I'm just like, holy cow, that was amazing to watch. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. What did they?
Yeah. That? So it's like, I'm choosing what I let in, and I want it to be things that feel good. I don't want it to be, because I have seen, I wasn't sure. I mean, I was watching something. I really got pulled in. It was a really cool show, very dramatic, but very violent and very, you know, but it was one of those that just sucked you right in. And I was marathon watching it, you know, and I started noticing, I mean, things in my world, I mean, I didn't notice it yet, but things in my world were just going kind of crazy. And I'm like, gosh, what's going on? And so I actually didn't have time to watch the show for a while because things were so crazy in my life. Well, then things calmed down. Mm-hmm. And so then I started watching it again. Well, everything flared back up and I'm like, could it be? So I started experimenting with it. Oh my goodness. It did. And so I'm like, okay, no more shows like that.
Exactly. We love being you guys as guinea pigs. We go through this for you.
Well, I mean, do any of you guys do this? Because I mean, I'm happy to experiment with myself and look for my own life. I mean, I love it.
Yeah, I'll just those aha moments
and play with them. And yeah, I mean, what have you got to lose? Really? Yeah.
Pay attention. It's going to happen anyway. So just pay attention and then you get to adjust it. Exactly. I love what John is saying in here, but that's too simple. Laughing. Mm-hmm. Then Margaret's saying, and I love this. I make my own show.
There you go,
Margaret. Yep. Very true. Very true. And, you know, I'm not going to say I don't watch TV. I do watch TV. And what I've noticed is the same thing you're saying, like, certain programs that I was watching Roswell on Netflix. Uh-huh. I don't know if you've seen and then I'd watch it right before bed, and then I'd go to sleep, and then I'd have these dreams that were like aliens, and I'm like, okay, I just watched Roswell and now I had a dream that kind of mirrors this theme of Roswell, you know. And I'm like, all right, so I totally get what you're saying. that we're influenced by this stuff.
Yeah.
And they're showing us how influenced mm-hmm. we are by this, by, you know, it's in my dreams now.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. And then, and watch what you get emotionally charged about. So, and then watch what your emotional charge is. You know, I mean, those Hallmark movies, well, they emotionally charge me to, I'm crying in every single one. I'm just like, oh, this is so sweet.
So
I like it. Yeah, it gives me a good cry. I'm able to release stuff, you know.
True. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to look at that too. Yeah. You know, if you're feeling emotional about something, maybe go watch something like that to help you just release those triggers so that it's not just hovering and weighing on you. So very good. Yeah. Or phone a friend that's going to make you laugh, because that'll get rid of it too.
Or help you cry. You have done that with me. I was like, everything's fine. I'm not crying. And you just kept asking questions. And the next thing I know, I'm just a blubbering idiot on the floor. So if you need somebody to get you to cry, call Tracy.
I'm sorry. I have it brought me back to Stone Mountain Day, you on the floor. So you can't say that. It brings me back to memories. So quick reference, she was too sore to stand up.
Yeah.
From all the hiking that day. So
I laid down on the floor, had my legs up on the bed, just trying to stretch out my back and then our food, we ordered food in and it got there and I had to crawl to the door. I couldn't get up.
I couldn't help her because I was laughing. So yeah, we had some good memories there. Anyway, yeah.
Why was it that you couldn't take my card to the door?
Yeah, there was probably no reason whatsoever. That's
occurred to me lately as we keep retelling the story. And I'm like, well, why didn't I just
take that card to the door?
Yeah, because you could get up.
Yeah, I was sitting in a chair. So getting up for me would have been way easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. My body probably was just as angry at me, but it would have been easier to get up. So I don't know. Yeah. We'll never know the answer to that. Other than I really do think I was laughing way too hard. You made me cry that day. Laughter, tears. They were coming down. Yeah. Oh, good.
It was fun.
It was good. Laughter is a good way to release.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Any other symptoms we want to talk about that people might be going through?
Depression. Depression is one that...
You know, and we're going into the holidays, so that's probably a good one to talk about today is depression. Yeah. You know, it can be a sneaky little stinker.
Yeah, and they're showing me that these two are tied. There's depression and being tired. And I think sometimes one is confused for the other, and because that's what they're kind of showing, is that there's some tie-in together of them. But both of them are symptoms. And the thing with... Oh, and what they're showing me is many times it's being tired is really mistaken for depression, and you're just tired.
Wow.
And it's okay if you're tired, rest. Because our bodies are going through a lot of stuff.
I went through, I don't know if you remember, but I was like, go, 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 go. And then the weather started changing, and all of a sudden I was like, I think I used to be a bear in another life. I just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I did. I went through about 3 weeks of just wanting to crawl in bed, that kind where you pull the covers over and you're just cozed in and all of that. And I just wanted to go to bed. And now I'm kind of back to waking up before my alarm goes off and kind of back in the groove of things. But boy, there was a time I wanted to. Headaches was being mentioned in the chat room. Yes. And I do want to throw that in there because that is very common. What do you get with the headache?
But you look at them, see headaches. Crown chakra. You know? So you look at them, these are things in the areas of and how many, okay, they're like throat. How many thyroid things do you see? I mean, a lot of people with thyroid issues.
Yeah.
So you look at the chakra areas, because then you kind of watch it with all this started, it was like it really the heart is big, and so that keeps going on, but then you look at each of the chakras after that. And that's where they're all, that's where a lot of the symptoms are.
I think so too. You should do a chakra clearing for the show. I'm ready.
Okay, here's how they tell me. I mean, it's like, see, you're expecting some big dramatic thing, right? And
yes, bring it in.
Yeah, I promise you this would be it. Because like John said, that's too simple. I mean, this is how they do everything with me, is very simply. It's like, just keep it simple, keep it simple, keep it simple, because that's how they are.
All right.
And what they told me one time was when I was talking to somebody else about, somehow I knew what this person's chakras were doing. I've never done that before. And they were showing me, okay, her chakras are this. I'm like, okay, well then what does she need to do? They said, she just needs to, you know, she needs to activate them. Okay. I'm like, okay. And so I'm thinking, oh, they're going to give me some big, and they're like, she just needs to see them spinning.
And right, they, guys, we're activating your chakras. Just everybody. Need to see them
spinning, and it doesn't matter the colors. I mean, that's all nice information, but it's not necessary to activate them and get them going. You just need to see them spinning, and it doesn't matter what direction, just see them moving. That's all that matters, is that they're moving and they're going. So, and that's what they were. Now, that was for her. Maybe that was specific for her. I don't know.
It seems like kind of one size fits all.
I'm feeling not. I'm feeling it's like, this is all it takes.
That's it. Mm-hmm. It's spinning, fellas. You guys get out there and see it all spinning. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Just need to figure out. Okay. That one, I don't know what she was commenting on, so I won't read it out loud, but the headache. Okay. Okay. Good to know. Now I just need to figure out how to get them to simmer down. So see your chakras spinning.
You talk to them. Because it's just, when these things are happening, one, you just acknowledge it. By acknowledging what's happening, then see, it's not, they're like, well, then why don't you do that with your eyes? All these conversations going on in my head.
Jesus, it's not easy. And then I'm going to show the shirt. Okay. Brandolyn's the one with the headaches. And so as soon as I read that second part that she posted, it hit me that she's one of the ones that pulls in the energy and is anchoring it into the earth. So if you guys are experiencing the headaches and you don't have a monitor system on you, ask them to turn it down.
Because that's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. You can even visualize a dial or something, but you can just ask, just please turn it down. And they will, they aren't aware. They don't know that it's too much until, remember, there's a law of non-interference. You said, bring it, give it to me. And they are, and they can't do anything unless you ask them to. You know, it's like, that's too much. Please turn it down. That's all you have to say.
Beautiful. I like it. Okay. Lots of writing. There's a lot of writing.
We must have hit something.
You guys that are doing the really short ones, those are easy. So she did that. She's saying, okay, you guys. And thank you, Morgan, for saying we are fun. I think so, right?
We
are. We're a lot of fun.
Just at parties.
Yeah. We get to put the hats on, blow the little whistles. We're a lot of fun. So, I see this. Okay, so Denise says that she uses the chakras turning in her Reiki practice as well. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I love it when, you know, you get a hit and it gets confirmed somewhere else.
Very cool, because I just feel sometimes, you know, people have ceremonies and they make rituals. They do this full-on thing for the stuff. I'm like, okay. So there's a lot I don't understand and I don't know about it. And so I don't want it to be like, I'm just flippantly, here, but that's what they told me. Like, just seem spinning. Like, maybe that was all I needed for the level I'm at, you know, maybe
Latte's, Latte's chiming in on that. See?
Okay. Well, thank you, Latte.
She's using sound healing for hers.
I mean, I don't want to downplay if anybody is a chakra master and does all this stuff, but please, I'm not trying to downplay you at all. This is just what came into me, and it may be just what I needed. So I have respect for everybody that does all these different things, you know, because you got your information in your way and stuff. And so that's important. I don't want to downplay it at all.
I don't think anybody's saying that, but yeah, I mean, I've done it. I've done the ceremonies, you know, going through each chakra system and seeing each one being cleared and moved to, you know, removing the mucky energy or the sludge or whatever. I've done them all. I'm old enough to do them all. I've done them.
And they're saying, as you say that, this is how my, it comes in when somebody's talking, they're saying that just ain't necessary. So, okay.
We want to make it something like this big extravagant thing. Right. But it's really, it's so simple.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times, like if I'm doing a reading and somebody says, oh, this isn't working, that's not working, and I keep having that happen, what should I do? And the answer literally is stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they get. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
You don't like that? Stop doing that. It's like, okay, that's all we got. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, thanks, spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're probably going, duh.
We should do that at the same time and see if YouTube produces it like that. Okay, Lenny, that is not an invitation for you to find that frame and freeze it for us. Okay, we got a few more minutes. What else do we want to touch on? How about a lot of people have been experiencing in my sessions sore knees.
Oh, interesting.
Right? It seems like it's a theme. Oh, my knees, you know, it's like anything else. Yeah, my knees. So what do you got to say about that?
Well, I mean, we know it has to do with movement on their path, and then the knees are the flexibility of that movement. So it has something to do with their path. So maybe, are these people in points of transition? Are they moving from one thing to another? Like,
and then
the theme that was going on there?
That is a theme for everyone on the planet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're all going through a transition. Not a one of us isn't. And we are going through this.
And when the knees kick in like that, I have found it to be resistance.
Resistance was the word that kept clicking up here too. It's the resistance to the change that's happening.
Right.
And not going with the flow or being flexible with what new is coming in. Right.
Exactly.
So if you're experiencing some knee problems, just look at that and see what might be, where you might could be more flexible with what's going on in the planet right now, or even in your personal life. But lots of that going on.
Yeah, they're saying in general. So it's like in all things. So because really all things are your life. It's all part of your path. So
okay, we've got 2 minutes. Sacred geometry. Linda's asking, is anyone else seeing anything to do with sacred geometry? And I think a lot of people have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything in a while, where I used to see stuff all the time.
Oh.
And I just haven't in a while. So, but you know, I was thinking about asking to be aware, like of what you're aware of. And then I was rethinking that, like, maybe I don't necessarily want that one. Maybe I just want the one right now of where I'm aware of being downloaded. Because that's when I would see all this, is when I'm being downloaded.
Yeah.
So
I see it like, sometimes I'll see it like the whole body gets integrated with a new code or something. Mm. You can see it over the whole body, and it's kind of cool. Okay, we are out of time. So
yeah. Tracy, where can I find you?
TracyMahan.com. That's where you'll find my workshops and different things. QHHTofficial.com. That is where you'll find me for find a practitioner for QHHT. Yeah. Julia.
Yes.
How do people find how to be a practitioner?
QHHTofficial.com has all the information you need to know about everything QHHT. If you want to have a session, if you want to be a practitioner, whatever you want, just go there. And we have lots of blogs on it. We have tons of information. So just go there and just have fun.
Reunion, quick.
Reunion, January 21st to 23rd, Daytona Beach, Florida. Everyone is welcome. The information's on QHHTofficial.com, JuliaCannon.com.
Soulspeak. Yes.
Yes, Soulspeak. Okay. So anyway, love you all. See you next time.
Hi, everybody. You guys have been an amazing audience. Love you all so much.
Yes.
See you next
Thank
week.
Thank you so much.
Bye.